So this is edition 8. I can't find my pen for my tablet. I've actually got three with me. I've got a blue one and a gold one and a red one, which I didn't know I had the red one because the red one's a spare. That isn't what I came to talk about. So the conference is done. That's the 2 days of work done. I now got an evening. And I was kind of wondering what to do because I was kind of like, do I drive down to Mamtor and do the walk now so I get to see a sunset? But I thought by the time I get there, I've got to go through traffic, which I know is not like London traffic. It's traffic all the same. I don't particularly want to, and I'm a bit socially drained. So, I mean, not that that's particularly social, but I would need to pull a podcast out of thin air because I've got to do the journal series episode 45 from there. So that's what I need to do. So then I thought, no, I probably won't. But if I stay here, then I've got to go and sort myself out for dinner later. Not entirely sure what that's going to look like or how that will work. I mean, that's not terrible. I know the rest of the people that I'm with are going out for a meal. I don't know where they're going. I mean, technically, that would be a free dinner, I suppose. So it's, do I want to go out and do more social? I don't. I'm kind of like all socialed out. My battery's quite low. So, because these things, you know, these meetings, they take a lot out of you. They're very well meaning. And I think the people, including myself, have a real sort of desire to improve things for the community. And I think, you know, there is a real sense of wanting to achieve. But I think after a while, I just want to stop talking about it and just do it, you know. And I actually don't think necessarily that there's a lot of the people don't feel the same way. I think they probably do. But I think, you know, like the last activity was all standing around in a circle and sharing experiences, which I think we'd done. And it was an opportunity to write on a digital wall and then to write on the physical wall with post-it notes and stuff. So I kind of felt like that was enough. I think anything else of then would be oversharing and sharing too much and clapping at absolutely everything. And then there was sort of, you know, well, you don't know, but there was some things where you do some movements and everyone's doing the movements at the same time. And it's, I understand that there's a psychology behind it and there's a need to, the idea of it brings people together. And I think inadvertently it becomes a bit cultish. And I don't think that was the intention, but I'm just sort of heightened to that and very aware of it and very aware that it's not something that I want to get involved in. And I think, I don't want to offend anybody or hurt anybody's feelings by saying that, but it is really nothing that I want to be involved in that respect. I want to learn about being able to be involved in changing my environment, but I don't want to. There are certain behaviours that I'm not prepared to do. So, back in the hotel room. And the website is going very well. I think I've now got the, if you go down the bottom of the page, there's the RPI26 server. That's the secret Raspberry Pi server, which is not connected to the Campaign to Save the Human server. It's a separate thing altogether. So on there, I will put my unrelated miscellaneous archive recordings. So I think the temple one is on there at the moment, which is the one I recorded at the temple earlier today. I think I'm going to leave that one there for maybe a couple of days. But and then sort of just concentrate on doing this one, because this main page here is the one that I really want to do. So I think this is, you know, this is a system that I'm pleased with. So I'm back here. I've got a coffee, decaf coffee. I was going to make a video, but then I kind of, again, I'm a bit drained from all of that. I don't, you know, I've got the same backdrop. It's this cool little hotel room space. And this room's nice. It really is nice. I think I've enjoyed the overall experience of it. Very bizarre night's sleep last night. I did my usual thing of going to bed at the same time, but then I was awake earlier in the early hours of the morning for longer than I would be normally, which is a bit odd. But that said, it was still a really enjoyable experience overall. So I don't know what to do with myself tonight. I'm kind of looking forward to going home tomorrow, and also kind of looking forward to doing the walk. Every opportunity that I got today, I went outside and it was very windy, like crazy windy. Which, you know, that's, well, I don't know if it's at ground level, but it certainly makes me think that this is going to be a challenge tomorrow, as it should be. So, on that note, I'm going to leave it there.